Muslim religion made the Arabs mobile. The Arabs began to move from Arabia, from Babylonia, from the narrow crescent of the Middle East, and they began to move west along the North African coast, finally reaching the Atlantic coast of North Africa. When the Arabs began to move north into Turkey, and the Arab armies came as far as Vienna. The famous battle, Charles Martel, to stop the Muslims. The Muslims almost succeeded in destroying the Christians in Europe. With the movement of the Arabs, the Jews moved with them, because new frontiers opened, the new world opened, new opportunities. And Jews find that irresistible. I'll point that out to you later when I discuss how the Jews came to Eastern Europe. They came to Eastern Europe because that was the land of opportunity, believe it or not. They were invited there by the Polish kings, and therefore they moved from Germany and France, which, again, in historic retrospect, we don't know whether that was such a smart idea, but it makes no difference. And in today's world, there are very few frontiers left. Very little room for civilization has developed the entire planet in one fashion or another. But wherever there was a migration of peoples, Jews moved with them. And that became the signal, it became the method by which Jews moved the center of their history. They moved the operational center of their people. So when the Arabs moved west, and they moved across Libya and Tunisia and Morocco and Algeria, so Jews moved with them. Those Jews, as I discussed with you last week of the legend of the four captives, those Jews attracted other Jews, much in the same way that is what happened with Jewish immigration in the United States. One person from one small town came to a place, and he wrote home and he said, you know, come to this town. And that's how people came to this country. And that's what happened in North Africa as well. And that became another prime reason for the shift from Babylonia west to North Africa and Spain as far as the Jewish world was concerned. It was a population shift. And the Jewish community of Babylonia became an older community, whereas the younger people were willing to leave, and those who had nothing to lose were willing to leave. And because of that, an alternate center of Jewish life built itself in North Africa and in Spain. A third reason for the demise of Babylonia has to do with the Arabs themselves. The trend of assimilation, which exists throughout Jewish history, is not dependent upon the Jewish people. It's dependent upon the non-Jews. In those areas, countries, civilizations that were unwilling to accept the Jews as part of the country or the civilization, there was almost no assimilation.